Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Elevated Podcast. Yo, I just wanted to get on here before the year ends. 2023 looks bright for all of us, right, man? I'm excited just to see what God does through your lives. I'm excited to see what goals and dreams and aspirations that you accomplish. And man, I just wanted to get on here, talk a little bit about 2023. And maybe reflect a little bit on 2022. So I'm just excited. I got a crew with me today. So they'll be joining in. They'll be, you know, I'm saying, talking about or asking whatever. I don't know. We'll see how this episode goes. But I'm excited to be here with you. It's an honor and it's a privilege to be wherever you are. If you're washing dishes, if you're folding laundry, if you're driving in the whip, you know what I'm saying? Like riding the dirty. Doing whatever you're doing, I'm excited to be in your ear. And so without further ado, man, welcome Elevated community to another episode of Elevated Podcast. Let's get it rock and rolling, boys. Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Elevated Podcast. I'm so glad that you're here. It's an honor. It's a privilege to be in your ear, man. Today's episode is entitled, Write the Vision and Make It Plain. Write the Vision and Make It Plain, man. You know, it's about that year. It's about that time of year. You know what I'm saying? 2023 is around the corner. You're starting to think of all the things that you failed at, the things that didn't go well this year, the things that, man, you did awesome, and the things that were just popping off for you, and that's amazing. But as we wind down, I know a lot of us go to that place of just meditating on goals and dreams and things that we want to better in, things that we didn't like that we did. And just, you know, I just wanted to come here and just have a conversation about 2023 and what that looks like for you. But, you know, there's a lot of sayings right now that people are saying, man, you know, 2023 is about to hit different for me, right? Like, everybody knows that person that's just, 2023, man, it's a new me. And, you know, 2023, man, it's just going to be an absolute, man, it's gonna be fiasco, right? Like, it's gonna be dope. But for me, man, I think it's just 2023, new year, same me, you know, not a new me, because I genuinely think that there's this video I watched a while back, and me and my boy Robbo, shout out to Robert Flores, I love you, man. We were doing a pod, and we were just talking about, instead of having New Year's resolutions, having a theme, right? What does the theme look like? I just want to be healthier, right? It doesn't matter if I'm losing 50 pounds or if I'm eating, like, it's just the thought of being healthier. And so, you know, write a theme. I think that's dope, you know? But the truth is this: if you don't change today, then you won't have the character to change tomorrow, right? And as we go into this new year, I wanted to talk about some statistics that I was reading up on, and I just found so fascinating, right? Like, you know, these are just statistics, and you can look these up, but 38.5% of adults are about to start a New Year's resolution, 38.5%. Now, the rest of y'all were like, bro, listen to me, I am not gonna do a New Year's resolution. Every year I fail. Like, and so, like, the rest of y'all were like, nah, we out here, you know what I'm saying? Like, we done. But the largest demographic that sets these goals are between the ages of 18 to 34 year olds that tally up, you know, 39%. Right. But here's the kicker, man. This is where I honestly was just mind boggled. 23% of that 39.5% within the first 7 days is going to fail. They're going to quit. They're done after 7 days. Right. Like, I can't imagine, like, people say, bro, I am about to eat healthier. Right. And like, you're like, bro, I'm gonna eat salad Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And I'm just like, I want some McDonald's on the eighth day, and then boom. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just can't imagine that.
So, I have a question.
Yes.
Why do you think we always fail the first 7 days?
Why do you... So, this is the thing, and we're going to talk a little bit about this, but I think it really boils down to habit making, right? Or habits that we've created a lifestyle around. And I think that this really... It challenges us. Let's just be honest. New Year's resolutions are meant to challenge us, and that's amazing. They're meant to make us uncomfortable, but the reality is not a lot of us could handle that change, right? Because we love, as humans, we just love living in the comfort zone. That's just what it comes down to, right? Like, bro, we just love the comfort zone. And I remember this phrase, and I keep it close to my heart, but it says, comfort and growth don't live in the same room. They just don't, right? And because we want to grow, it feels uncomfortable. And so here's some more statistics. Like, this is wild to me. Listen to this. Only 9% of people are successful in their New Year's resolution. Only 9%. Like, that is wild to me. Some of the most common New Year's resolutions are exercise, which is 48% of the people. 48% of the people want to exercise more. Some of them want to save money. Some of them want to eat healthier. They want to pursue a career. They want to lose weight. They want to spend less time in social media. They want to start a new hobby. They want to renovate their home. They just want to do more charity work. And this is all amazing, right? But I don't necessarily think New Year resolutions are bad, but the reality is most of us don't want to put the work in and the effort to make that happen, right? Because I want to see you thrive. I want to see you win. I want to see you just ball out in 2023. But there's a difference between wanting and doing, right? Now, the reality is this. It is hard work, absolutely. Here are some statistics that are the reasons why people stopped chasing that New Year's resolution. 35% lose motivation. 35% lose motivation. Now, I don't. Motivation is great, right? Like, the word motivation, I think people really attach that resolution to. And so when you put so much emphasis on motivation is just a small amount of time thing that we feel, right? Like there's a motivation to work out. Man, I want to get healthier. I feel fat. Boom. You're going to start doing that. Man, I want to start a new hobby. Boom. You get into Legos and building RC cars. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Like, boom, I want to stop going through TikTok so much, you know? And so you stop. But the habits in that, right? Like, the motivation is a feeling, but the habits is a lifestyle, right? And so when we chase the New Year's resolutions with motivation and then we lose that motivation, then we lose the clarity to chase those New Year's resolutions, which 35% of people lose motivation, which is insane, right? Some people are too busy. Some people are too busy. Man, I'm going to do the math real quick. I'm just going to do the math real quick. We all have 24 hours, right? I don't know if the camera could see that. 24 hours. Now, let's say you work 9 hours, right? You got 15 hours left in a day. Now, let's say, Juan, I need my sleep, bro. I need my beauty rest. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, all right, cool. That's cool with me. I'm gonna be nice with y'all. I'm gonna give y'all 9 hours of sleep. That's solid, right? The recommended time is that, you know, 9 hours. All right, cool. So we got 6 hours left, right? Cool. You wanna spend time with fam, you wanna vibe out, you wanna play video games. I'll give you 2 hours for that. So you have 4 hours left. Right, 4 hours. Now, the reality is this. What are you going to do with those 4 hours? What are you going to do with those 4 hours? Right, like, you can spend more time playing video games or and bro, I'm just going to keep it a whole bug with y'all. I'm a gamer now. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm playing COD. Like, bruh, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's a vibe. I want to get FIFA a vibe. Madden's cool. NBA is cool. 2K. I don't know. You know, like, I enjoy the video games now. Like, I'm like, all right, I vibe with it. Formula One, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, but you got 4 hours. You got 4 hours to continue that New Year's resolution. You have 4 hours. Let's say even if you go to the gym, bro, just go an hour. You still got 3 hours to do whatever you wish to. You know, or if you want to spend that hour learning something new, right? Learning a new skill, learning something. There's this guy that I know, and he knows the most random thoughts. If he's hearing this, he knows who he is. He literally knows the most random facts. Like, did y'all know China's Christmas traditional dinner is fried chicken? Like, what? What? Anyways, but you got 3 hours, guys. You know, so being busy is I think I just don't think there's an excuse, right? And there's a difference between busyness and productive, and we'll get a little bit into that. But there's also a shift in goals and priorities, which is life. Excuse me. You know, like, a lot of us, lives change, right? Rhythms change. Lifestyles change, and that's absolutely, man, like, some of y'all weren't married 2 years ago, now you are. Like, some of you guys just had a baby. Some of you guys are in new jobs. Some of you guys are doing whatever, and that's okay. But it goes back to how laser focused are you with your New Year's resolutions, your goals, your dreams? Like, it's not even about the New Year's resolutions, to be honest with you. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just about goals. Right now, the truth is, I do want to see y'all win. I want to see y'all thrive in 2023. So I compiled a list of how we can, number one, be productive, and number two, attain these goals. Right. So number one, I want you guys to sit down, write the vision, and make it plain. This year, I think about a week ago, me and Jocelyn sat down as a marriage, and I was like, all right, so what do we want to accomplish in 2023? What do we want to accomplish? And so there's a couple of pillars that we wrote down. Number one, family, right? Number two, which is, you know, I guess kind of like that. But marriage, what do we want to see in our marriage? Family is just the family unit. Finances, your mind. How do you want your mind to feel? How do you want your mind to think at the end of the year? Your spiritual development is obviously important for us as a family. And there's other pillars that we put together, and we said, how do we want this to look like, right? Because if we're chasing something aimlessly, then we can't get mad at each other for not being healthy, right? Like, if you don't necessarily write down, I want to lose 60 pounds this year, and this is how I'm going to break it down, then you're just aimlessly chasing something. Right. Number two, be specific, which is kind of goes into that long term, midterm, and short term. What does that look like? What does being specific look like for your year, for your month, and for your day? I think that this is where we get lost a little bit. Like, we set this crazy New Year's resolution, right? Like, I don't know. Cole, what's a crazy New Year's resolution? Get $1 million, right? $1 million. Okay, cool. Like a millies, right? A milli divided by 12, which is crazy. But you have to come up with $83,000 per month, right? $83,000 per month. It's like, I mean, just numerically speaking. But how can you do that with $83,000, right? Let's break it down. We went from a year, $1 million, to a month, $83,000, to a day. What is, I mean, 365? So you have to make $228 per day to get $1 million, right? So we go from year to month to day. The reason I say this is because we look at this crazy, I want to get fit, I want to have six pack, I want, you know, I want to lose 100 pounds. Okay, how much pounds do you have to lose a month, right? 8. You have to lose 8 pounds. to lose 100 pounds. Think about it. A month, 8 pounds. It's attainable, right? But so many of us just, you know, shoot for the moon, but we don't have steps to get there, right? We think magically we're going to lose 100 pounds, right? Number three, consider an accountability partner. I think that this is so necessary in our lives. I remember one time I had this thought, and God just talked to me. He said, no man is an island, right? And I think that so many of us go into these goals and dreams, and we think that we're the only ones that have the ability or have the power, or have the strength to carry these out. But the reality is, we're not meant to do this alone, right? You have a wife, you have a husband, you have a girlfriend, boyfriend, you have friends, you have cousins, you have mothers and fathers, you have whatever, right? And you have people in order to hold you accountable. Hey, have you lost 8 pounds this month? Hey, have you made $228 today? You know what I'm saying? Number four, create habits. I want to go back to talking about habits, but habits, I think, turn into lifestyle. They turn into this place of, man, this is not just something I want to do. This is something that becomes my life, right? Because being a millionaire sometimes is looked at as a lifestyle, right? But being a millionaire in reality is about your mindset. How do you steward well, right? How do you steward your money? Because that's what it comes down to. There's these two people that did a study about forming habits. One of them was Dr. Maxwell Waltz. He was a plastic surgeon in the 1950s, which, you know, he started to notice, let's say, for instance, someone got a nose job. And it took them approximately 21 days to get used to their face, which is why a lot of people think that it takes 21 days to form a new habit, right? Second one was Philippa Lilia, which is a health psychology researcher in the University College of London, which published a study, and she examined 96 people for a 12-week period. Now, on average, it took more than 2 months for each behavior to become automatic, to just wake up, brush my teeth, I'm gonna do my bed, I'm gonna do this, I'm gonna work out, I'm gonna eat healthy, and then I'm gonna go to work, and then I'm gonna come back, and then I'm gonna do my 5 to 9 after my 9 to 5. That's a bar. All right, it becomes automatic. So it took them 66 days to be exact. But no matter what your philosophy is, if you think it's 21 days or 254, I'm cheering for you, and I want you to thrive in 2023. But yeah, Colt, go ahead.
How important have habits specifically been in your life?
Yeah, I think that, man, it's hard, right? Like, building habits is hard. But the reality is, I started to notice what kind of person do I want to be, right? So I come from a really broken place. I have a really rough background, you know, like as a childhood. But I told myself at a young age, who do you want to be when you're 30? Like, who do you want to be, right? And so when you're 30 years old, man, do you want to be a millionaire? Do you want to whatever? And I think through that time period of me analyzing and really observing people, I started to notice when older people said, man, I'm going to be this, I'm going to do that, I'm going to rock this, I'm going to do that. Some of them did. But because some of them did not start today, they didn't have the character to keep doing it tomorrow. So habits for me are very important. Right? Because I've noticed if my habits aren't lining up to who I want to be, then how can you become that person? You can't. It's unstable. You're going to fail, right? And we see this with a lot of people, right? Like, let's say, what is homeboy's name? Aladdin, the genie. What's his name? Genie. Roberts. What's his name? Anyways, the genie guy. But homeboy, right? Like Robert Williams. Yeah? Sure. I don't know. But like homeboy did everything. He was a millionaire. He had everything. He had the house. He had the car. He had the career. He had everything. But he committed suicide. Because his character, right, didn't line up with his success, which is crazy to me. And bro, like, you can go down the line. There's millions of actresses. There's millions of famous people. There's thousands of people who achieve greatness, right? They get to a place where, man, they're at the top. They're at the prime. And then they fall short. Because their character wasn't always there. You know, and so for me, habits have been that. You know, so that's just my nugget, you know, like what you do today, what you read, what music you listen to, what podcast you listen to, shout out to Elevated. What the things that you watch, the things that you do are going to transfer into your 5 years, right? And so in those 5 years, who do you want to see? What do you want to see in yourself? So that's my thought on habits. But y'all got any more questions? I'm wrapping up. So Elevated, man, as we look back into 2022, for real, think about all the good things that have happened. Think of the bad things that have happened, because they both will work for good. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're both going to be great for you at the end of the day. So I love y'all. Happy New Year. Oh. Mint me. Oh, that's two. Oh, my boys was like, they need a mint me. So here's a mint. I love y'all. Elevated. I'll see y'all next year. That's a joke. I love y'all. Don't die. Peace. Oh, good.
I texted whenever you're talking about Molly Short. I said libertine.